All right, injury report today. Tyvon Branch did not practice today. He's out for the game. Jason Hunter did not practice today. He'll be questionable for the game. C.O. Moore was full participation in practice. He's probable. Lucas Nix was limited today. He's questionable. Jamaez Olawale was full today. He's probable. Tracy Porter was full today. He's probable. Terrell Pryor was limited again in practice today. He's questionable. And Menelik Watson did not practice today. He's out.
Pryor do more today than yesterday?
He did, yes. He did. And I like the progress that I've seen out of him over the last few days. We're going to still continue to monitor him, but he's made some significant progress.
So as you sit here now, you don't know yet?
Yeah, we haven't made that decision. I mean, I think the biggest thing is you know, I like where he's at. I like where he's at mentally. Medically, we're going to continue to evaluate him. He's cleared medically. We want to get one more evaluation on him tomorrow, see how he responded. But he's making a lot of progress.
And so is he cleared to do everything medically?
Yeah.
He's cleared for full contact?
Yeah, he's been cleared. Okay. So, but I think as a precautionary step, we want to make sure, and we'll you know, after today's practice, he got a lot more in practice today. We'll take another look at him in the morning and see where he's at.
Is he available Sunday, even if Flynn starts?
Yeah.
So if he checks out medically, is there he would play Sunday if he checks out medically in your mind, or is that?
Yeah.
Are you saying then if he's clear, will he start?
Well, we'll see.
Is that a game time decision?
Well, I don't know if it'll be a game time decision or not, but the key is that both him and Matt Flynn have both prepared this week to start. And, you know, I'm going to make the right decision based on his health and making sure we do the right thing for him.
And Hunter, are you going to wait till?
It'll be a game time decision on him, yeah.
And if he can't go?
If he can't go, then Brian Sanford would start in his place in the base defense.
Would Crawford also play some defense?
Yes.
How's he done so far this year? I mean, he had a big game in preseason. How he's done after that?
Yeah, I mean, I think with him, I think there's still, you know, a lot of improvement that he needs to make. You know, and we feel like, you know, feel good with some of the guys that we have and feel good with Brian Sanford going in there. And I think he's probably a little bit ahead of Jack. It'd be a great opportunity for Jack if Jason's not able to go to get in and play and do some good things.
What has Sanford brought to you?
Well, he's got some versatility. Mm-hmm. He can play inside in the nickel. He's got a little bit of rush ability, but he's also athletic enough that he can play some base defensive end for us, and that's really the role that he's played, you know, on our defense.
But the prior thing said there's one more test that you're going to do, but it's not something you have to do.
He's been clear. It's not something that we. It's not something that has to be done. It's something that we want to do to make sure. I want to make sure we're making the right decision for this kid.
I know earlier in the week you said that you weren't going to like make a decision, I guess, publicly who's going to start. Is that also for maybe competitive reasons?
Yeah. Oh.
In terms of where Menelik's at, is he getting?
I'm hopeful that he's going to be able to practice next week. We'll be right back.